Decide if the statements are true or false. Fill in the space of the circle T or F according to what you hear and remember from the reading.
On July 22, 1933, Mr. and Mrs. Spicer were driving home to London from Scotland. Suddenly, near a lake, Mr. Spicer had to stop their car. On the road in front of them, there was a strange creature. The monster was about 10 meters long. It had gray skin like an elephant and a long neck like a giraffe. In a few moments, the creature disappeared into the lake.
1. Mr. and Mrs. Spicer were coming home from vacation when they saw the monster. 2. The monster that the Spicers saw had a neck like an elephant and skin like a giraffe.
3. The Spicers' sighting is only one of about 3,000 sightings of Nessie, the famous monster of the Loch Ness. Loch Ness in Scotland is the largest lake in the British Isles. It is 38 kilometers long and about 2.4 kilometers wide. Its average depth is 135 meters, but in places it is much deeper. Its water is cold and dark. In short, it is the ideal place for a monster to hide. There have been many sightings of Nessie over the years. The number of sightings increased when a road around the lake was built in 1933. There were over 50 sightings, including the Spicers, during 1933. Newspapers wrote about the sightings. The UK was filled with Nessie mania. The owner of a circus offered £20,000 to anyone who could capture the monster. A businessman paid 20 men to watch the lake day and night.
3. Loch Ness is the biggest lake in the British Isles. 4. The Spicers were the only people to see Nessie in 1933.
1934, Nessie was captured, on film. A long-necked monster was photographed swimming in the lake. Colonel Robert Wilson, an army doctor, said that he took the now-famous photo. Was it a hoax? 60 years later, a man named Christian Spurning said that, in fact, it was a hoax. Spurning said that he had made a model of Nessie, put it on a toy submarine, and floated it on Loch Ness. He photographed the model and gave the picture to Colonel Wilson. Wilson gave it to the newspapers. 1 year later, a newspaper hired an explorer and hunter named Marmaduke Wetherell to investigate Nessie. Wetherell found some strange footprints near Loch Ness. The Natural History Museum of London investigated. The footprints, too, were a hoax. Someone had used a hippopotamus foot to make the footprints.
5. Christian Spurning made a model of Nessie and took a picture of it. 6. The footprints found by Marmaduke Wetherell were made by an elephant.
You may not be surprised to learn that many scientists do not believe in Nessie. One reason is food supply. Scientists believe that there could not be only one Nessie. There must be a family of Nessies. They say that there is not enough food in or near Loch Ness to feed a family of monsters. Scientists also say that scientific teams have searched Loch Ness again and again. None of these teams has found any sign of Nessie. People who believe in Nessie don't care what the scientists say. Some of these people think that Nessie is a plesiosaur, a dinosaur with a curved neck. This creature has been extinct for 65 million years. Is it possible that a few survived in Loch Ness? Other people think the creature is a very large example of a familiar animal. Maybe Nessie is a giant otter or a huge eel. Loch Ness is one of the top tourist locations in Scotland. thousands of tourists come to look for the monster. For Nessie watchers who cannot go to Scotland, several webcams show the lake online. You can watch for Nessie yourself while you sit at your home computer.
7. Scientists believe that there could only be one Nessie. Eight. Some people think that Nessie is a kind of dinosaur.
Thank you.